This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The United States Secretary of Defense has overridden plea agreement for the accused 9/11 mastermind and two other defendants. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin overrode a plea agreement reached earlier this week for the accused mastermind of the September 11, 2001 attacks and two other defendants, reinstating them as death penalty cases. The action comes 2 days after the military commission at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, announced it had reached plea deals with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two accused accomplices in the attacks. Some families of the attack's victims condemned the deal for cutting off any possibility of full trials and possible death penalties. Republicans were quick to fault the Biden administration for the deal, although the White House said after it was announced, it had no knowledge of it. Norman Hall, Washington.
The following is a statement from Anthony D. Romero, executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union. By revoking a signed plea agreement, Secretary Austin has prevented a guilty verdict in the most important criminal case of the 21st century. This rash act also violates the law, and we will challenge it in court. Israel's army says two airstrikes in the West Bank have killed 9 Palestinian militants as violence flares up again in the Israeli-occupied territory. Ceasefire discussions on Gaza are set to continue, and an Egyptian official says an Israeli delegation has arrived in Cairo. The United States has urged Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to seize the chance for a ceasefire after the killing of Hamas's political leader in Iran's capital. Inside Gaza, the death toll in the 10-month war between Israel and Hamas is nearing 40,000 people. For expanded coverage 24 hours a day, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News.